Penguin Random House Audio presents Partnering. Forge the deep connections that make great things happen. This is the author, Jean O. Wang. Note to listeners, this program includes a downloadable PDF of words of wisdom and other useful resources from the book. To the Ozone community, whose deep connections and moral courage saved humanity. To my parents, Mary and Bob, to my in-laws, Nancy and Jim, and my husband, Chris, for all their unconditional love. This book is filled with collective wisdom from people who have built deep, meaningful connections that have changed their lives and the lives of so many others for the better, with great thanks to them for their honesty, love, laughter, and wonder. They are the true authors of the wisdom in this book, although any mistakes are all mine. This book is a celebration of co-creation. It would not exist without a collective who believed in the idea and who worked alongside me for many years. The mentions of I in this book are really the we of this group. With great thanks to their wondrous partnership, Andrea Brennickmeyer, Joanne McPike, Ellie Connor, Kelly Hallman, John Stairs, Shannon Sedgwick Davis, Cindy Mercer, Todd Holcomb, Keith Yamashita, Misha Hearn, and Lisa Weeks Valiant. Letter from Simon Sinek. The vision is clear: to build a world in which the vast majority of people wake up every single morning inspired, feel safe wherever they are, and end the day fulfilled by the work that they do. And the best way for us to advance toward this vision is together. But there's a problem. Most people already know the importance of teamwork, cooperation, and building strong working relationships to get things done. And there have been countless books and articles written that drive home the point and teach us the skills to do those things. But there's another kind of relationship that gets less attention, a kind of relationship that is essential to advance any cause of value. A kind of relationship that goes much deeper than even some of the highest functioning teams and most productive working relationships, that of the partnership. I hesitate to even call these magical unions partnerships because the word actually does these relationships a disservice. A partnership is a noun, a thing. Two people may have a partnership or be in one, but for a partnership to reap the true benefits of the dynamic, it must be active. It must be a verb. A daily practice. To advance something greater than ourselves, we must learn to partner. Partnering is an exploration of these deeper, more enduring kinds of relationships. Many of them look more like marriages than professional relationships, and some of them are marriages. What they all have in common, however, is the willingness of both parties to completely open up themselves to their partner and to invest in deepening their relationship. This is why they not only last, but why they work. As Jean O. Wang's life progressed, she kept meeting and getting the chance to work with some of these remarkable partners. She saw firsthand the remarkable math that takes place when these partnerships work. It wasn't the tired 1 + 1 = 3. It was more profound. It was more like 1 + 1 = millions. The power these partnerships produced inspired businesses, social movements, radical change, and the countless people who helped. Jean became more than fascinated by these unique relationships and what made them different from other partnerships. She learned that there were discernible patterns among these partnerships, patterns that we could practice. In other words, every one of us has the ability to partner. This is a big deal. And this is why I asked Jean to write a book for Optimism Press. If more of us can learn to partner like the people in this book, then we can become better equipped to advance big things and enjoy the deep safety and confidence that comes from knowing that there is someone by our side that will never, ever leave. Partner on, Simon Sinek. Introduction. Who has loved you into being? Mr. Rogers. On October 24, 2006, I jumped into a taxi along with my boss, Richard Branson, the founder of the Virgin Group, and a friend, Nicola Elliott. We made our way to Houghton, a leafy green suburb of Johannesburg, South Africa. Each of us carefully clutched a three-ring binder filled with hundreds of precious pages. When we arrived, we hopped out of the car and were greeted by Nelson Mandela's wife, Graça Machel. Her combination of authentic warmth, formidable wisdom, and radiant generosity quickly made us feel like we had known her for a lifetime. She had been the education minister of Mozambique, had been a freedom fighter, and now had become a fierce international advocate for women and children. We settled into their living room, and Nelson Mandela soon came to join us, dressed in one of his signature silk shirts with a detailed print, untucked at the waist. His towering stature, bright smile, and quick wit immediately lit up the room with joy and laughter. We started to go through the binders, page by page. They were filled with the rich biographies of inspired global leaders, all potential candidates to become one of the 12 elders, a collective created by Graça and Mandela in partnership with Richard and his close friend, the brilliant musician Peter Gabriel, to work on conflict resolution and other seemingly intractable issues facing humanity. I had the good fortune, alongside a wonderful set of partners, to work with them to make the idea a reality. For hours, we alternated between roars of laughter and tears as Mandela shared story after story about people like Archbishop Tutu, former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, former President of the United States Jimmy Carter, and former President of Ireland Mary Robinson. The love, respect, and depth of connection he had with each one of these great leaders was clear. These relationships had helped make Mandela who he was in this world, and had given all of them enormous support toward creating something much bigger than themselves. Beyond Mandela's electric energy, the other thing that filled the room was Graça and Mandela's love for each other, an ever-present reminder of the power of a deep relationship. It was a romantic love, of course, but their relationship went well beyond that. The two were so deeply connected that you could see and feel their bond in even their most trivial interactions. Each was always looking out for the other's welfare, quick to praise the other and constantly lifting the other up with a quiet glance, a gentle smile, or a touch of the hand. Their shared love and respect radiated out to all of us in the room. I had never felt such a strong degree of loving presence, curiosity, and purpose. It was in that moment of listening to Graça and Mandela talk about their friends that I realized that the path to living a meaningful life is through the deep connections we nurture with each other. These deep connections are relationships of purpose that make us who we are. They are the enduring, got-your-back friendships found in all aspects of our lives. These relationships help us become our best selves and multiply the impact we make in the world. That realization sparked a 15-year exploration of deep connections and their role in architecting collaborative initiatives, beginning with the elders, then the B team, a group of business leaders working towards a better way of doing business, and about a dozen more initiatives that emerged from my work with Virgin Unite, the charitable arm of the Virgin Group. Over the years I spent working with many legendary collaborators, it has become clear to me that none of them achieved their legacies of impact alone. They each became who they are through the meaningful relationships they built along the way. Once I became attuned to deep connections, I saw them at the heart of every major initiative, every key innovation, every well-lived life. I've learned that the only way we are really going to solve humanity's biggest, most complicated problems is by forging meaningful partnerships and then using those relationships as catalysts to drive even larger collaborations and social movements. Archbishop Nhlia Tutu working with a group of friends to help take down apartheid in South Africa. Jose Maria and Christiana Figueres, siblings who have dedicated their lives to stopping climate change, as demonstrated by Christiana's collaborative leadership of the Paris Agreement, a global agreement to reduce greenhouse gas emissions.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?